Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Bird Show.
All right, I might be the person emailing.
Uh-oh,
I got a very interesting call over the weekend that I want to share with you guys. And I don't have as much information as I should because I stopped her in her pitch and I want her to make it to me officially on the air on Wednesday while Stacey's on the phone.
Okay.
I got a call yesterday from one of the creators of the Real Housewives franchises.
Mm-hmm.
They've done Orange County. And they've done Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they are starting a new show called Boys Club ATL.
Huh.
Okay.
And she wants me to be in it.
What is it about?
It's a very good question. Okay.
Oh.
Well,
can we do it today?
As soon as she said she was one of the creators of Real Housewives of Atlanta, that has a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pulling hair, getting in fights,
mm-hmm.
Creating controversy. So one of my first questions to her also was that certainly I don't want to do it. There's no way. That's not my life. B, I don't hang out with people that are like that. And C, I don't have that in me. I'd rather run away from conflict then
mm-hmm,
get in
right.
on it, you know? And if it's in front of a camera especially.
Display it, right.
So she explained to me it's going to be way different than Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right. This is going to be drama-free.
it certainly can't be drama-free. It can't
because it's
be.
It's reality right. TV.
It's right. reality TV. So I understand that. But her pitch was it's much more about lifestyle than it is about drama, that guys interact with each other differently than women do. So just by nature, it wouldn't be the same type show. So I was cool with that. But essentially, it would be it's me and like four or five of guys that I know that I'm very familiar with and a couple of guys that I'm not so sure about and basically following us with cameras and our interactions during the morning, the afternoon, and the night.
Okay. Do you know who the other guys are?
Some of them I do, yeah. One that's being considered is my friend Justin.
Okay.
The other is my friend Dolvet.
Okay.
Crucial.
Mm-hmm.
considered for it also, Kenny Burns.
I thought he never wanted to be a celebrity.
It's not. It's reality TV.
Oh, okay.
It's real life.
It's different. So really in the middle of her pitch, I'm like, you know what? What I've never heard before is anybody struggling through the decision process of trying to figure out if you want to be on one of these things or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hold off the pitch right now, and will you come on with us on Wednesday morning, and I'll get Stacey on the phone or have Stacey here also.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then she could detail the whole thing to us. And she said, yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
That would awesome. Be interesting. Cause, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's awesome. I mean, I'm really, really 50-50 on doing it. Actually, I was about 20-80 not doing it until I talked to Stacey a little bit about it, who I thought for sure would say absolutely not. And she said, you know, a lot of good could come out of it. You know, it's a lot more publicity for the show. It could be publicity for Burt's Big Adventure. Hayden, my 7-year-old, wants to get into acting now, so some exposure for him would be fantastic also. But then there's the other side of the whole thing, too. I didn't.
It's all in the editing, so it depends on how they
right,
edit the show.
Right.
The only advantage that you would have.
Because there has to be a bad guy in it.
Yeah, the advantage that you would have after the. That nobody else would have
mm-hmm.
is the ability to go on the air every single day after one airs mm-hmm. and explain what really happened.
Right.
True.
I didn't think about that. I did say, well, you know, when Justin and I were talking about it a little bit yesterday, and he made a really great point to me. With the Real Housewives of Atlanta, nobody knew who they were. So they were willing to be on camera. They had no reputation really around town except within their own circle. So they had nothing to lose. The people that this show has approached already have reputations in town. My friend Justin is an entrepreneur and a very successful one. Kenny Burns in the urban community is a really big name. I mean, he hangs with Jay-Z and has already got a name. I've got the radio show and we do what we do. So we have stuff to lose, whereas Real Housewives had everything to gain.
Well, some of the Real Housewives, though, keep in mind, did have, would be the equivalent of you and Justin and Kenny, but just not in our world. Like, we didn't know them, you know, because a lot of them live in Duluth and Gwinnett and, you know, up there, so.
Well, and the most normal ones aren't on the show anymore.
Right.
The one that didn't have the drama in her life wasn't there for season two.
And it's one of the things I was thinking also is just that I just don't really think my life is all that interesting. We come here, we do the show, I work on the show. I mean, I've got some, you know, I've got, everybody has conflict, but I'm no Kim Zolciak.
Well, that's the scary part.
Well, because they create that. I mean, there's no such thing as reality in reality TV. It's all created, right? So there has to be the start, the end, the conflict in the middle, the resolution, the reveal. You know what I'm saying? All of it is built by producers. If you think Keeping Up with the Kardashians has anything about, you know, anything to do with the Kardashians, no. All of it is staged for the show. So all of it's mapped out, planned, and whatever. They're not given scripts. They're not given lines, but they're certainly given scenarios. And there's people behind the scenes egging it on. So you think you and Justin going into this are best friends? Well, guess what? Producers are going to feed both of you stuff to make you hate each other. And then guess what? They capture it on camera and you guys having a big argument at the gym. Because they're feeding you stuff. Oh, did you hear Justin said this about you? And you're going to be like, what?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like tossing out examples from the top of my head. But still, I mean, that's what creates great television. And that's their job, is to create great TV.
And in all honesty, like,
not to get you publicity for your nice charity.
And I don't have
sticking around to watch that for ratings.
I don't have a ton of great friends. You know, I've got probably like three or four friends that I hold close to me, right? And Dolvette and Justin are probably two of those. So those are sort of like, I mean, they're valuable relationships to me. Then there's the wife angle on the whole thing and the family, too. Like, Stacey and I get into normal people arguments. Mm-hmm. Got into one on Sunday morning. And I said to her, imagine that being on national television.
It's not the normal people arguments that you have to worry about. It's the non-normal arguments. The ones where it really gets escalated. Because if you're having an argument because she wants to go to Flying Biscuit and you want to go to some other crap place, then that that little argument about where you're going to go have brunch is not... That's not what's going to make it on TV. What's going to make it on TV is when you told her you'd be home at 10:30 and you come home at 11 and for whatever reason, she's livid about that. And that becomes, you know, that's the one where you're screaming down the hall from each other and Hayden's crying and all. That's what makes it on TV. The once a year knockdown, drag out. I'm not even sleeping in this house tonight fight.
Well,
that's the one that makes
it
on TV.
I'm curious to hear the debate on Wednesday because I think we all, I mean, yeah, what are the advantages of it? You know, like everything that Jen said is true. How do you weave in advantages in that scenario?
But everything Bird said was true too. Hayden, the charity, the radio show, the
publicity.
Depends
on what character he is on the show. You know, because in every reality show, how
will they cast you?
Yeah.
The dad who still likes to really party a lot? Are they going to focus on that a lot?
I said to Stacey, I mean, like every little controversy that we have, every insecurity, every fight we have, imagine that being blown up. Saturday night, we're out. Stacey wants to go home. I want to stay out. That's on camera. The next morning when she wakes up and she realizes, you know, that I should have had her back when she wanted to leave, that's all on camera. Everything.
How long do they shoot for?
I think she said 3 months. I think it's 12
weeks. Whoa, that's a long time.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm more nervous about the camera time in the house than anything else, like exposing the kids all the time to that. That to me is like a deal breaker, you know?
Well, Jeff made a great point about the fact that you can always come on the air and explain everything. So nationally, it's a different story because people in other cities aren't going to get the explanation. But here in Atlanta, people in Atlanta will get the full scoop on everything, you know?
You'd have to think of the biggest, the most intimate thing that happened to you. In the past 30 days, tell us about it right now and defend it to us.
Yeah, because it would all come out.
Mm-hmm. Willing to do that? Mm-hmm. That's the answer. Then that's how you answer the question.
I really thought when I approached Stacey on it, I'm like, let me just throw this out at you. I already know what the answer is going to be. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she was more into it than I thought she would be.
Mm.
I was really surprised. Because mm-hmm. remember, a couple of years ago, Stacey was like, I don't want the kid's face on your website. I don't want his name. I don't know people to know where he goes to school. But now that he's getting into the acting thing and he's been on the radio, we're both thinking maybe it'd be good publicity for him. Who knows who will see it? Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Birdshaw. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you've seen the show Real. It's actually Housewives of Hollywood.
Mm-mm.
Or it's Husbands of Hollywood. Excuse me.
The Real Housewives.
And they have a show. I know there's a Dillion on it, who, you know, some C-class celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched that show a few times, and they really don't portray the guys. It's not even anything similar to Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's really family-oriented. I mean, they're... One of the episodes, they argue about, you know, spending too much money on clothes. It's really, I mean, they don't portray the men to be, any of them are evil guys. It's all just guys hanging out, playing pool, you know, talking about, you know, their family and life situations, having the women, basically, the women are the ones with the income and the men are the stay-at-home husbands.
Which is what she told me on the phone, too. But, I mean, I'm in radio, so I understand that there are times where we'll say things to get people on the radio. And then when they get on the radio, then it's much different than that we had planned.
Who does that?
Tracy.
What a bitch.
Tracy's been guilty of that. We've been telling her for years not to do that. She don't listen to us.
I think if I was producing that show, I wouldn't focus on conflict. Because conflict between guys is not nearly as entertaining between conflict between girls. Justin says some crap about you. Your response is, oh, well, he's just being an a-hole or whatever mm-hmm. you say. But that's it, and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of where...
The drama would come into the personal life.
Yeah, the drama is going to have to be magnified between relationships.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Maybe Stacey's relationship with the guys or between wives of the guys.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm.
That's
going to be.
Drama would come in.
It's not going to be. I don't think it'll be focused on that, but it's going to be you dealing with that. It's going to be you dealing with Justin and Delvette calling you up to go out, and Stacey saying, dude, you got to stay home because we're doing blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And so it's going to be you deciding between them, and then it's going to. Yeah.
Like, I just don't know if there's so much risk. I mean, at the very worst, when you balance it all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the worst case scenario. Okay, there's a rift between me and my friends. Now it creates tension between me and my wife, in my family. I don't know. Those things are too precious to me to sacrifice.
Once we talk to the producer on Wednesday and she pitches to Stacey and everything, couldn't we get Kim Zolciak on with us?
I thought that, yeah.
And see if she would give you some advice, like if she had to do it all over again, maybe different decisions she would
totally
make.
Totally different.
And she knows this creator really well. They work together hand in hand. They're like real good friends.
But, you know, she struggled with having her girls on camera and worried about her daughters and how it affected them throughout the whole thing. I mean, she was definitely concerned about that. So I think it'd be interesting to hear her give you advice.
I just think it's different because...
She was trying to gain fame.
She was trying to gain what Bert already has, some notoriety. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like the notoriety.
A great singing voice, right?
Party part for the party tunes coming soon, people. I'm gonna crush it. Hey, Jenna. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. It's Jenna.
Hi.
So I just wanted to give the aspect of, I think there, just like you guys have all said, there's pros and cons of doing a reality show, but. The only thing I can think of is all this John and Kate business in the news. And if you ever watch their show or hear about it, you know, they got to travel. They got to do a lot of great things that they would never have been able to do without their show. But then also, you know, if you ever visit, was an episode where she was out just trying to go to a party city to shop for the kid's birthday and there's paparazzi in the parking lot, you know, chasing their kids around. So I definitely think that there's, you know, pros and cons of it, but there's, you know, paparazzi could end up being posted outside your house, outside your kids' schools, etc. So,
and again, they needed it. You know, they have 8 kids, so they needed cash somehow. So the reality TV was a great way for them to get cash to support their life.
Right.
I am really happy with the life I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I gain from it?
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
Why do it?
Good morning, Tina. You're on
Q100. Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
Good. No way.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Why?
Why?
I was on the third season of The Bachelor, and I was not married, obviously, had no children, and there's no way I would do it again then. No way.
Why not? What are the negatives?
God, there's a thousand. First of all, you have no control over how they edit it at all. And y'all are saying, you know, you can come on the next day and kind of explain what happened behind the scenes. You will most likely sign a contract saying, no, you can't. Because then you blow their whole show. You blow it for them. You know, they set it up this way. And if somebody's coming in every day saying, that totally didn't happen like that, and then people will quit following the show because it's not reality, obviously.
That is true.
I mean, I find something saying that we really couldn't go after the show and say, here's what really happened, and, you know, this girl said this, and that girl, and they do pitch you against people. They will tell you so-and-so said this, and they didn't, or they spun it, and so then you will get in a fight in front of the cameras about something that really was concocted by the producers and never said by the people on the show.
Well, certainly they know, because I'm just on the front of you can't talk about it in the contract. They know that there's no way that you could enter a contract like that doing what you do. You know what I mean?
But it's going to be pretty standard.
Well, it's an explanation. He'd have to enter into it because it's the explanation process of, okay, well, just so you know, after the episode aired, I went off camera and I said to Dolvet, dude, why would you say that about, the people I work with? And Dolvet's like, I never said that. You can't explain that.
Well, having a radio show would be no different than blogging about it. So if people were able to do that in the past, they would have done that after every episode in the past. And they've never been able to do that.
Well,
so why would they give me the same?
I'm just saying that you physically can't come in here and not be able to explain yourself if they edited it a different way.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like you really physically could not do that.
They could edit.
And we could not keep from asking you over and over again.
But the scary part about it is that they could edit something in there that would hurt your character. Something racist, something, what's it called, homophobic, something like that. And if you are not legally allowed to explain that,
it could hurt this product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true,
too. It's a lot of things to consider. And if you just joined us, I got a call yesterday from the creators of Real Housewives franchises, OC, and also Real Housewives of Atlanta, asking me if I'd be interested in doing a show called Boys Club Atlanta, which is reality TV show that would be shot here in Atlanta with me and some of my friends and some guys I don't know. And Stacey and I are just sort of talking about the pros and cons of it the same way we're doing this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the creator's going to come on Wednesday morning and she'll make more of a clear pitch, so we'll really have a better idea what this thing's all about.
I'm guessing that the opinions that are going to come through to you and email and Facebook and all that is going to be split down the middle.
Oh, yeah, 50-50. That's what we do.
50-50.
So then I'll have to make a decision by myself, and I'm not capable of doing that.
The Burt Show. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.